There's very little gas left in the car. There are very few cars left in the lot. There are very few lots left in the city. There are only 3 cities in the state, and the state is the only state in the union. The union is floating above a burnt-out tire factory, and the rest of the map spots are shadows or foreshadows. Future ghosts of a held identity, half geographic, half arbitrary, in hung fishes and tanned fox hides. The mix of oils, seawater, and fish sweat dripping from skins into mouths and the eyes of children who really only wanted ice cream. The boy's father saw foxes on Bainbridge Island once, or perhaps they were just short coyotes and he was thinking wishfully. This is a passed-on trait. Sometimes the raccoons in neighbors' gardens look like garbage-eating bears and the boy grabs a stick. Sometimes neighbors appear to be new friends and the boy runs toward them, hug ready. The cartoons on the TV, a how-to guide, the boy and his friends had already picked their prototypes. The father knew better. Too many cartoons, man, too many cartoons. Too much TV, but what can you do? He's already learned to swear. And here he is now. Very little gas left in the car, very few cars left at the pumps, very little charge left on his card, such high for such a sour liquid. And the boy, by all accounts, now a grown man, frozen. Escape hinges on getting out of this cruel state with this girl, by all accounts now a grown woman, but holding the gas hose, all he can see is himself and the girl exploding huge and pulsing oranges, reds, and yellows. He knows this is what happens at gas stations.